At its last appearance, the goodwill music is genuinely triumphant, sounding like spontaneous cheering. Please let us listen to all of this, and let us understand that despite the presence of the chorus, this is really operatic stuff. Solo singing, dramatic recitation, storytelling. The world of opera transferred to a genre of sacred music. Apropos of this marvelous chorus, Joseph Kerman points out, quote, "The whole chorus is quite concise, even dramatic. The angels do not stay long. At the very end, the orchestra gets quieter and quieter, a rare effect in Baroque music, here indicating the disappearance of the shepherd's vision." Now, no examination of Messiah, no matter how brief, would be complete without a look and listen to the brilliant Hallelujah Chorus, which concludes part two. George II of England, attending the first London performance of Messiah, was so moved by the Hallelujah Chorus that he stood up in tribute to the King of Kings, perhaps, or in tribute to Handel, who had praised the King of Kings so superbly, or perhaps in tribute to himself. So much Baroque music was written to celebrate the magnificence of the monarch. Perhaps George II decided, the only King of Kings around here is me, so I better let everyone see me. Of course, by standing up, everyone in the audience had to stand up, and to this day, it is customary to stand during the Hallelujah Chorus. Please, I want us to be aware of the variety of writing Handel indulges in during the course of this chorus. I want you to be aware of the tremendous mileage he gets out of relatively few words. And here's the real reason why we're doing the Hallelujah Chorus. This is almost like an aria. The words are infinitely less important than the mood and spirit evoked by the music.